Thank you. charged God, for the municipality God, charged us to finish him up. AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj Gurupad ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnubad Paraman Sukhari Brad Kacharja Stolta Sakashi Shimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarshati Goshami Raj Gurupad ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki Jai. Nama Charja Shrida Haridas Thakur ki Jai. Prem Sakaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sham Kun Radha Kamidhi Govardhan ki Jai. Vrindavan Tham ki Jai. Navadip Tham ki Jai. Jagannath Puri ki Jai. Ganga Mai ki Jai. Jamana Mai ki Jai. Rusi Dev ki Jai. Bhakti Dev ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. It's all about following. Can't follow, you can't play. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 16, text 34. Yo,
yo,
vai,
vai,
mama,
mama,
atiparam,
atiparam,
asuravamsha,
asuravamsha,
ragyam,
ragyam,
akshauhini,
akshauhini,
shatam,
shatam,
apanuda,
apanuda,
atmatantra,
atmatantra,
tvam,
tvam,
dustam,
dustam,
unapadam,
unapadam,
atmani,
atmani,
paurushena,
paurushena,
sampadayan,
sampadayan,
yadushu,
yadushu,
yam, ramyam,
ramyam,
avibhrad,
avibhrad,
angam,
angam,
Yo vai mamati paramasura vansharagyam.
Yo vai mamati paramasura vansharagyam.
Akshauhani shatama panu yadatma tantra.
Akshauhani shatama
panu yadatma tantra. Tvam paramatmani paurushena.
Tvam dustamuna paramatmani
Sampadayan yadushu ramyam abhibhradangam
Sampadayan yadushu ramyam abhibhradangam
Yo vai mamati paramasura vansharagyam
Yo vai mamati paramasura vansharagyam
Akshohani shatama panu dadatma tantra
Akshohani shatama
Dustamuna paramatmani paurushena
Dustamuna paramatmani
Sampadayan yadushu ramyam abhibhradangam
Sampadayan yadushu ramyam abhibhradangam
महातिभरमासुरवंशराज्ञां
यो वै महातिभरमासुरवंशराज्ञां
अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रा
अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रा
त्वं दुष्टमूनपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण
त्वं दुष्टमूनपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण
यो वै ममातिभरमासुरवंशराज्ञां
यो वै ममातिभरमासुरवंशराज्ञां
अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रः
अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रः
त्वां दुष्टमूनपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण
दुष्टमूनपरमात्मनि पौरुषेण
सम्पादयन् यदुषुरम्यमभिप्रदङ्गम्
सम्पादयन् यदुषुरम्यमभिप्रदङ्गम्
यो वै ममातिपरमासुरवंशराज्ञां
यो वै ममातिपरमासुरवंशराज्ञां अक्षौहिणी दुष्टमूलपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण सम्पादयन् यदुषुरम्यमभिप्रदङ्गम्
यो वै
ममातिपरमासुरवंशराज्ञां अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रः
त्वां
दुष्टमूनपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण सम्पादयन् यदुषुरम्यमभिप्रदङ्गम् यो वै ममातिपरमासुरवंशराज्ञां अक्षौहिणी शतमपानुदरात्मतन्त्रः त्वां दुष्टमूनपदमात्मनि पौरुषेण
Maybe also we should move up a little bit because there are people that come from the back. By order also, there are no telephone calls in the courtyard out here. It's the same as being inside. If you have a phone call, go over to that side or out into the street. But you get extra points for having your phone off entirely. I was wondering where you were. I just want to talk with you. Yaha,
yaha,
he who,
he who,
by, certainly,
certainly,
mama,
mama,
mine,
mine,
ati param, to burdensome,
to
Asura Vamsha, unbelievers, Ragyam, of the kings, Akshohini, one military division. And there's a footnote here that an Akshohini phalanx consists of 21,870 chariots, 21,870 elephants, 109,350 infantrymen, and 65,310 horses. You need to adjust your sound. You have it right? Okay. Shatam.
Shatam.
What's going on out there?
Kannada, they are reading. So when you are speaking, when you start your class, they will start translating. They are reading out in
Kannada. And broadcasting also. Shatam. Hundreds of such divisions.
Hundreds of such divisions.
Apanudat.
Apanudat.
Extirpated.
Extirpated.
Atmatantraha.
Atmatantraha.
Self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient.
Tvam.
Tvam.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Dustam.
Dustam.
Put into difficulty.
Put into difficulty.
Unapadam.
Unapadam.
Devoid of strength to stand.
Devoid of strength to stand.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Internal.
Internal.
Paurushena.
Paurushena.
By dint of energy.
By dint of energy.
Sampadayam.
Sampadayam.
For executing.
For executing.
Yadushu.
Yadushu.
In the Yadu dynasty.
In the Yadu dynasty.
Ramyam.
Ramyam.
Transcendentally beautiful.
Transcendentally beautiful.
Abhibrat.
Abhibrat.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Angam.
Angam.
Body.
Body.
O personality of religion, I was greatly overburdened by the undue military phalanxes arranged by atheistic kings, and I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead. Similarly, you were also in a distressed condition, weakened in your standing strength, and thus he also incarnated by his internal energy in the family of the Yadus to relieve you. Purport. The Asuras want to enjoy a life of sense gratification, even at the cost of others' happiness. In order to fulfill this ambition, the Asuras, especially atheistic kings or state executive heads, try to equip themselves with all kinds of deadly weapons to bring about a war in peaceful society. They have no ambition other than personal aggrandizement, and thus Mother Earth feels overburdened by such undue increases of military strength. By increase of the Asuric population, those who follow the principles of religion become unhappy, especially the devotees or devas. In such a situation, the personality of Godhead incarnates to vanquish the unwanted Asuras and to reestablish the true principles of religion. This was the mission of Lord Sri Krishna, and he fulfilled it. Heavy book. And this doesn't do anything. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jnana Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jnana Bhutale Mayam Rupa Kata Mayam Tathāti Sapatantikam Vandeham Shri Gurav Shri Jatāpada Kamamanam
Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Bhagavatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagatutam Prajishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Bhagavatam Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bhakto Vajapate O Kesha Kodika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tata Kanchana Gopangi Rahe Vinda Vajeshi Krishna Namostate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vachar Kaupadu Vyasya Kripasya Vyaya Vyasya Vajita Nam Pavane Vyo Vaishnare Vyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Shastani Gaurava Gadadhinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yo Vai Mamati Param Asura Vamsha Ragyam Akshohani Shatamapanudad Atmatantraha Tvam Dustam Una Paramatmani Paurushena Sampadayan Yadushu Ramyam Abhibrad Angam. I guess there's nothing that can be done about it. This is about the difference between the book and my eyes is about this much. When you're 60, you can't really focus that well on small type this far away. This thing doesn't really do anything. That's not going to do anything either. A little fold, you can't put that here. It doesn't work. Oh, I have at least one improvement. Take this thing, turn it around. Vaivamati paramasura vangsha rakyam akshohani shitamapanu data atmatantra tvam dustamuna paramatmani paurushena sampadayan yadushu ramyam abhibrad angam. In the beginning of the 10th canto, beginning of Krishna book, we find once the world was overburdened by the unnecessary defense force of so many kings who are actually demons in the dress of the royal order. You can just lock it, and those who want to come from there to here can go around that way. They'll bang on the door, of course. This description is very significant for the modern world. This was not only in Krishna's time, But this is going on in our time also. Asura Vansharadhyam. I told you. Asura Vansharadhyam, the the cabal of demonic rulers. Asura Vansharadhyam. When the personality of Kali wanted to gain entrance into the peaceful kingdom of Maharaj Yudhisthira, he falsely dressed himself as a king. And in that, the king means the most responsible person in the state. The king is responsible for managing the state in such a way that everyone makes spiritual progress by performing prescribed duties in accordance with the guidance of shastras, in accordance with the religious principles. And so everyone becomes happy. The state is peaceful, people are happy, and people make spiritual progress. But the business of Kali is to disturb all that. And in order to do so, Kali took the false dress of a king. Imam vivashvate yogam proktavan aham avyayam vivashan manave prahu manurikshakave bravi evam prampra praptam imam rajarshio vidu. The Lord specifically spoke to the sun god so that the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita would be passed down to the Rajarshis, saintly kings. But Sakalaneha Mahata Yoga Nashta Paramita. Over time it was lost. And the business of Kali is to destroy it. In the dress of a king, Krishna specifically spoke Bhagavad Gita so that the saintly kings could rule in accordance with spiritual knowledge. And Kali falsely took that dress in order to destroy spiritual knowledge and culture. He dressed as a king, but in that dress he performed the most vicious activities. Beating the bull, which is the symbol of religious principles. That means that although he was dressed as a king, he was the lowest, most degraded remnants of human society, the representative of the lowest, most gross and vicious and uncultured, degraded, subhuman men. That was his actual position. And in the, and therefore Yudhisthira Prikshit Maharaj challenged him. You can't stay in this kingdom. You're going to die. You deserve to die at once. Took out his sword. You're going to die right on the spot. And then this person dressed as a kid, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. That means he was not only a degraded ruffian, but a coward also. As soon as he was challenged by a real Kshatriya, he at once, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. At once pleaded for his life. Soryam tejo dhritir daksham yute chapya palayam. Dhanam ishara pavascha kshatram karma sapavajam. A real Kshatriya never pleads for his life. He fights. If he's challenged, swarvadvaram apavrita. Yadrich chayash. What is that? Yadrich chayash. Nimsho papanyam. Swarvadvaram apavrita. Sukhina kshatriya aparta. Bhavante yudhamidrusha. Kshatriya gets an opportunity to fight. He becomes happy. He becomes happy. Then he fights. Either he wins or he dies. If he dies, he goes to the heavenly planets, Svargadvara and Pavatam. If he wins, Bokshase Mahim, he enjoys the privilege of ruling Isharabha. But he doesn't chicken out. He doesn't retreat. So this personality of Kali was challenged by Parikshit. You're not a Kshatriya. You're a fiend. You're a devil. You're a rascal. It was at once evident. Parikshit Maharaj wasn't fooled. Oh, he's dressed like a king. He must be a king. He saw, what is this man doing? And he knew, you're a mlecha, less than mlecha. You're the most degraded so-called human being. Narad. Lowest for human beings. Now this is the nature of Asura Vansharagyam. Pravrittim cha navrittim cha shana navidirasura. These are the symptoms of the Asuras. It's described. They're described in the 17th chapter. Pravrittim cha navrittim cha jana na. The asuras don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. A person who follows the shastras knows. He gets knowledge from Krishna. This is what to do, this is what not to do. But the asuras reject shastra and invent everything by their own calculation. This will be a good, this will be good. So they don't actually know what is good. They invent something according to their sense gratification. Because kamopabhoga paramadetavadipinischita. This is as far as their intelligence goes. And ask someone, what's the goal of life? The devotee will say, to serve Krishna, to go back to Godhead. And the demon will say, to enjoy. Kama upapoga parama. This is the highest there is. The satisfaction of our material desires. Entravada tinichita. That's as far as he can understand. If those who are sitting on this side can move a little more this way, then that will make some more room. Those who are sitting here, you can fill in some of the space also. Drums can go back. Okay. They don't know what's to be done, what's not to be done. They just measure everything according to what seems like it'll be good for sense gratification, especially their own sense gratification. The asuras want to enjoy a life of sense gratification, even at the cost of others' happiness. Let the others go to hell, we'll enjoy it. Just like the simply profit motive. If it makes money, it's good. Just like this cigarette business, liquor business. Everyone who's selling these things knows that we're poisoning people. Cigarettes mean cancer. Everyone knows it. It means every kind of disease. But it makes money. No one knows more about the effects of tobacco than the tobacco companies. No, really. They've done more research. What has come to public attention in the last 10 or 20 years, they knew 50 years ago. Because it's their business. They knew exactly. But it makes money. Even there was some legal case that was going on in Canada, and some very big tobacco company made the blunder of introducing into evidence in the court some document from their marketing company. And the document made entirely plain that an important aspect of their marketing strategy was to figure out how to get how to start people smoking when they're under the age of 15. Because once they're 15, 16, their brand is chosen. So how to appeal to 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 13-year-olds. And so they devise different strategies. They'll have a cartoon character, Joe Camel. One brand of cigarettes is Camel Cigarettes. So they had a cartoon character, Joe Camel, at a study at the University of California in San Diego. Some sociologists did some tests. They found that the level of recognition of Joe Camel among children was second only to Mickey Mouse. It means it was a very effective program. But what was the program? To market death to children. They knew exactly. But it makes money for us. And when it's restricted in the first world, they'll push it in the third world. Whatever's banned in America, they'll sell in India, China, and Russia. The pesticides you're using in India are all the pesticides that are banned in the United States of America. And they're sold to you by the companies from the United States of America. Why are they banned? Because they're destructive. Because they're dangerous. because they deteriorate your health. And why are they sold? Because they make money. Your tobacco, your liquor, your nasty pesticides, so many things. We don't care if it's good or bad, we care if it makes a profit. And then your politicians will meet with the important men from the multinational companies, and your politicians don't care if it's good or bad either, they care whether it makes money. And they'll sell out your country to make a profit. They'll sell out the health of the citizens, the welfare of the land, the cultural values of the country. They'll sell out everything for sense gratification. Nisocham napi chachago. You won't find nashocham, cleanliness. Socham means cleanliness. Nashocham, dirty dealings. Filthy dealings. That's what we expect from the demons. You can't expect them to be honest, to be straightforward. Nashocham. There's nothing like cleanliness in them. Dirty dealings. Everything by embezzlement, by bribery, by backroom deals to keep themselves in their post. Any dirty dealings to keep themselves king of the hill. Nashaucha, na api chacharo, and achar, proper behavior, forget that also. They'll murder their father or whore their mother, they'll do anything for sense gratification. Aurangzeb, who would put his father in prison? Shahjahan. But for sense gratification, why not? Kill their brothers, kill their fathers, prostitute their daughters or their sisters or their mothers for sense gratification. Nasocham napi chacharo nasatyam, and then they'll lie about it, of course. You can't expect one face out of them. They have to have at least two. So that they can, and from each face they'll speak out of both sides of their mouth. And liars. Damn liars. We care about the welfare of the poor. We care about saving you money. We care about having seen to it that everyone has a better life. We care. You liars. You care about keeping yourself in office and plundering the treasury and having power, prestige. Sense enjoyment. And all the rest is lies. No such temptation would be taken. This is Asura Vamsha. These are the Asuric qualities described in Bhagavad Gita. And it's a fact. It's a fact. sometimes we hear that religion is responsible for all the wars in society. Have you heard that? Religion is responsible for all the wars in society. World War I? What was the religious dispute in World War I? World War II? Korean War? Vietnam War? Grenada War? Cambodian War? Religion, huh? Gulf War? Now we're supposed to believe that that's all about religion. Some people who are fanatical about their religion hate democracy. Are we supposed to be so stupid as to believe that? We have to save the world from terrorists who just are fanatical about their religion. And that's why we mobilize our troops, our guns, our tanks, our missiles, to protect the world against some religious fanatics. Are we really so stupid that we're supposed to believe that? And not believe that it's for money, power, and sense gratification? Just happens that those religious fanatics are sitting upon the reserves of the most important commodity in the world right now. And in the most strategic, geopolitically strategic region. That's just coincidental, of course. America doesn't care about that. England doesn't care about that. France doesn't care about that. Germany doesn't care about that. We just want to protect innocent people from religious fanatics. And that's why we've killed more than a million Iraqi men, women, and children. It has nothing to do with power and money. It's just to protect innocent people from religious fanatics. You can't expect truth from them. We can't even imagine the amounts of money involved. It gets to the numbers get so large that it becomes just a concept. You can't even think about how much money that is. Ati bharam. Ati bharam. Bharam means a burden. And ati bharam means a huge burden. A huge burden. The earth can support so many living beings. They're a pleasure for the earth. But the demons are a burden. They're an affliction on the face of the earth. Literally, they poison the earth. Their pesticides, their chemicals, their factory exhaust. Literally poisoning the earth. And raging over the earth with their armies, their guns, their tanks, their missiles. How much of a burden they are. Their nuclear weapons. I have one devotee friend. He was at MIT, I believe, and his work concerned research on how to deal with the problems of disposing of nuclear waste. The problems are so severe that it would take decades and decades and decades just to figure out what all the pluses and minuses are of the different options. And all the options are bad. The amount of nuclear waste that's in big, big tanks, which are now rotting and leaking, with thermometers that no longer function because they've been, no one can go near them. And then what do we do with it? Well, we put them in glass bars, and then we put the bars somewhere, or we do this, or we do that. They've got so much of that junk that they've created that they don't know where to put it. The state of Kazakhstan is a disaster area because the former Soviet Union just dumped their waste there, their nuclear waste. Nuclear waste, non-nuclear waste. We'll dump it in the Jumuna, that's a good idea. The demonic leaders have no idea of the value of Mathura except as a good place to put a petrol refinery. Pravrittim cha navrittim cha janama vidurasya. They have no idea what is to be done and what is not to be done. And therefore they're a burden on the earth. The earth can happily support so many millions and millions and millions. But to support the asuras and their standard of life, for their sense enjoyment, they have to suck up enormous quantities of the earth's resources. This is not news. You've seen the figures or the graphs, right? How America is using proportionately that much of the energy of the world. Everybody else is using this much. Not because they have more people. But because the way they live. Promoting an unnatural, unsustainable, demonic way of life. Out of phase, out of sync with Krishna, with nature's own arrangements, or contrary to the injunctions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That life is meant for sense gratification and will burn up everything for the sake of our own enjoyment. And when we run out, then we'll have a war, then we'll get more. Kill off a few hundred thousand people, kill off a few million, and grab some more and keep going. Atipadam. Akshohani shatam. Akshohani means each Akshohani unit, 22,000 chariots, 22,000 elephants, 110,000 soldiers, 66,000 horse units. Shatam, thousands, hundreds of such divisions. Hundreds of such divisions. That was a burden. And what to speak of tanks, missiles, commando units, smart bombs, heavy artillery. How much of a burden? Mines, landmines. So that even when the war is over, the land becomes dangerous. No one can go there without risking his legs, his arms, his head. Atibhavan. How much of a burden it is. Krishna's arrangement is that the earth is providing everything needed. In the time of Yudhisthira Maharaj, Sarvakama Duga Mahi, the earth was providing everything. The cows were happy. They were providing abundant milk. The ocean was providing jewels also. The clouds were providing rain. Everything was abundant. What is that? Parasparam pavyanta. By cooperation between the human beings and the demigods who control material nature, there was happy life. People lived taking advantage. Krishi Gauraksha Vanyajam, Vaisha Karmasha Bhavaja. The Vaishas were taking care of the cows, Gauraksha, and Krishi, using the land productively for providing food grains, not for providing tobacco, not for providing soybeans for feeding to animals meant for slaughter. Providing the food grains needed by human society. Society doesn't live by what's produced in factories. We live by food grains. And those are provided by Krishna. Grains, fruits, vegetables. You place your seeds, Krishna sends the rain, you do some cultivation and you get the real necessities. Cotton also for cloth. Everything. But the demons make the land into a factory. They torture the cows, torture the animals, and kill them. And then they introduce every other kind of nasty method for trying to extract more from the land because the land doesn't give enough. That in turn makes it worse. There's some articles I've been seeing lately. How some of the farmers who were resisting all of the new things being introduced by the government and the chemical companies and how they're getting double, triple, five times the yield just by growing the normal way. They're not the ones committing suicide. We found a better way to do agriculture. You'll be so successful that you'll commit suicide. Vicious and stupid. Krishi Gauraksha Vanyajam. The king should see to it that the farmers are protecting the animals and properly using the land to grow food grains to provide for the necessities of the human beings. And Vanijam, then they can trade in excess stock. But in the Kali Yuga, the Vaishyas and the Shudras take over the position of the Kshatriyas. The uncultured, lowest class of men and the degraded, perverted reflection of Vaishyas take over the government and simply run it as a business. They run it as a business with themselves as the main profit makers. How much money can we get from this country? How much money can we get from that country? How much money can we get from this corporation? How much money can we get from that corporation? How much money can we get by doing this? How much money can we get doing that? How much money? How much money? How much money? How much money? Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Vaishyas. The real leaders are the Brahmins, spiritual vision. Where is the actual welfare for human society? And they guide the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas run things in such a way that everyone's performing their prescribed duties and things. But in Kali Yuga, the Shudras take power, or the Vaishyas take power, and they run the state like a business or a brothel. And prostituting the economy by issuing false currency. Issued by syndicates of cheating bankers. It's paper only. Real value is grains. Previously in India, when some marriage was being contemplated, they'd see the boy, what kind of stock of grains he has. How many cows does he have? How much stock of grain? Then he's wealthy. Now they just look at some digits on a computer screen. Oh, he has so many paper bills. Which can crash at any moment. Oh, Krishna's business is Vinashaya Chatushkuta. To rid the world of such demonic elements. And Paratranaya Sadhuman, to protect the saintly people, the honest people. Dharma samsthapana, and to reestablish religious principles, Sanatana Dharma. But for that purpose, Krishna came. For that purpose. Not just to dance with the gopis, but Vinashaya Chadushkritam, to rid the world of these demons, to get them out of the government. And put someone like Yudhisthira Maharaj in charge. Paratranaya Sadhana. So the cow is speaking, the personality of the earth and the form of the cow. Says, I was overburdened by these demonic pseudo-rulers. These men unfit to be heads of state. I was overburdened by them and their armies and their vicious activities. And I was relieved by the grace of the personality of Godhead. You were also weakened, standing on one leg. When Krishna has come for your benefit, Atmani Paurushena, by his internal energy, Sambhavami Atmamayaya, Sampadayam, to perform these activities, Yadushu Ramyam Abhibrad Angam, he appeared in his beautiful form as Shamsundar. Just to please the devotees and to drive out the demons. Well, this was Krishna's mission. And the Hare Krishna movement means to introduce Krishna's presence and Krishna's program. Krishna's presence means Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Keva. Wherever there's Hare Nam, wherever there's the holy name of Krishna, Then Krishna is present. Wherever there's this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna's presence. Wherever there's devotional service to the Lord, then Krishna is present. And Yaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Abhikar. Bhitani Rakshamsi Bhitani Dushodravanti. When the universal form appeared, Stane Rishikesha Tavapakirtya. Though all the devotees were happy and glorifying the Lord, and all the demons scattered, the way owls scatter when the sun rises, or the way cockroaches scatter when you turn the lights on. So the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to turn the lights on, to introduce the presence of Krishna everywhere and scatter the demons. The Krishna consciousness movement should be so prevalent everywhere by distribution of transcendental sound, distribution of transcendental knowledge, that people will know, you're claiming to be the head of the state, you're a damn rascal. You're a thief. You're a liar. You're the lowest among men. You're simply trying to exploit Krishna's property at the expense of everyone's happiness. You get out! Now! That should be the effect of the Krishna consciousness movement. To create a revolution in a misdirected, misguided society. The people should stop being fooled by these rascals and cheaters. People should get transcendental knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam and insist that you get out. You run or die. We won't tolerate you anymore. You're plundering and thieving, murdering, cow killing, pocket lining, rascaldom. You get out. That should be the effect, that people, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, they'll know what is what. And they'll insist that we have to have a spiritually advanced leaders, purified leaders, not men who are drunkards, gamblers, cow killers, woman hunters. The men who have actual character, actual qualification, and who know the principles of religion. Duryodhana and company should be thrown out, and Yudhisthira Maharaj should be put in. That's Krishna's mission. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yes.
Thank you for the nice class. The question is, if there are some so-called good politicians, how do you think we can actually reach out to them if they're not?
If there are good politicians, so-called, how do you reach out to them?
If they're not following Sadhu Shastra and...
They don't even read Shastra. Not what to speak of following Shastra. And they're Brahmins, pundits such and such. And standing by while cows are being killed. Abortion is being promoted. And they're punditji. So we should distribute this knowledge. Even the politicians, we can give them Srimad Bhagavatam. You never know, maybe some rare politician might even read it. If they actually act according to religious principles, then let them be there. Otherwise, let someone else be there who actually knows what to do and what not to do.
Maharaj, I just heard that Kushi
energy and calming thing, but in present day situation, how is it possible? Because we hardly get rain. We hardly get rain.
This is also because of their nonsense. How is Krishi possible? Because we hardly get rain. Kadamba Kanana Maharaj was telling me that in Vrindavan, when he was president there, say a decade or so back, they knew exactly when the rains would come. To the day. At such and such time there'd be a rain, such and such time a little more rain, then this, then that. They knew to the day. Now this will come, now that will come. And he told me, since the Gulf War, it's all been, whole pattern is destroyed. I saw another item somewhere in newspaper, mainstream newspaper. Here in India, some, not exactly Adivasi, but in some place, rural area, their people had been keeping track for decades when the rains came, when this came, when that came. Because they would plant exactly such and such time, then there'll be a light rain, and then we'll have a harvest, and then the big rain will come. They knew exactly what to do, when to plant, when to reap, everything. And they were keeping track. And again, just in the recent years, everything is topsy-turvy. Everything topsy-turvy. You don't know when the rain will come. You don't know. Because of demonic activities. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anyasambhavah. Yagyad bhavati parjanyad. Rains come when there's performance of yajna. There's not regulated rain, there's not enough rain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There will be rain. Prabhupada gave the example. He went to Hyderabad. There had been a drought for years. And he went with his kirtan party and it rained like anything. They can't create rain. They can only disturb the patterns of weather. So they should take up cooperative activities. Cooperating with nature, cooperating with the demigods, cooperating with the Supreme Lord. They'll have enough of everything. The earth can give, but the earth is withholding.
Krishna Maharaj. Now we have this great epic battle we just fought in Kurukshetra.
A little less, it's very loud.
Maharaj, we had this great epic battle we just fought in Kurukshetra. Mm. And we had humans itself to the extent of 64 crores which participated. Mm. Let alone the horses, the elephants and all that. How is it that like a small place like Kurukshetra could accommodate so many living entities? How do we understand the dynamics of the situation?
It kept getting reinforcements. One wave, knocked out. Another wave, knocked out. One wave, knocked out. Kurukshetra also doesn't mean just the little railway station and everything within a 20-yard radius. Big place. We put a limit, Kurukshetra, but it's big. Yes. The microphone is coming to you.
There's sometimes this idea that if devotees are at some like influential position in the society, that could be beneficial for preaching of Krishna consciousness. But as you were saying, like most of the times, if we see in today's world, devotees in influential positions, means if they're working with some MNCs and all, it's most of the times either itself be or it's supporting some sinful industry like petroleum or like, you know, some biotechnological companies like Monsanto and all that. So they are there at those influential positions, but you know, which is supporting that sinful. So like how this contradiction can be taken resolved in modern scenario.
Yeah, it's a fact. Not only devotee, but the world, they love India because it's a place for smart young people who can be engaged for demonic purposes. And give them money and they'll work. They're sons of Brahmins. Brahmin means the most intelligent, who can understand the goal of life, who can understand the purpose of life, who can understand Shastra, who can guide people how to live purely. That's Brahman. And the sons of Brahmins, they're also very intelligent. They can write code for their employers. That means Shudra. A person who's an employee is a Shudra. So they've gone from being from following the codes of religion to writing the codes of the code of the demons. From Shastric code to computer code. Simply getting a big position will not do the job. We need spiritual strength. Just getting a job, making money, getting a position in society. The real thing is by spiritual knowledge, by literature. These political movements, sometimes, they win not because they're in the positions of power, but because they put out their message so powerfully that everybody finally says, yes, we go for these guys because they've got the right message. Even if it's not the right message, they make a presentation so that it seems, yes, this is better. Propaganda. Not cheap invented propaganda, but this propaganda, Srimad Bhagavatam. A propaganda campaign that everywhere the Srimad Bhagavatam should be there. This message of Krishna, Prabhupada's books, should be everywhere. They should be in the parliament. They should be in the corporate office. They should be at the railway station. They should be in bookstall. They should be in the house. They should be everywhere. Then the life of the demons will be at risk. That will be good. Otherwise, just that we're making money, that we're doing, that's not. Distribute this knowledge. Whatever your position, you're in a corporation, you're in a business, you're in whatever you're in, wherever you are, whatever your position, you're in school, distribute this knowledge. One book, two books, 10 books, however many books. Get these books out there. And when the books are out there and people take interest, then mobilize that interest. Train people how to be Krishna conscious, how to live according to these books. That's called creating a revolution. It's meant to create a revolution. Prabhupada's not just throwing words around. It's meant to create a revolution in a misdirected society. In a vicious society, in a soul-killing society. These books are meant to create a revolution, and our job is to push that revolution. Behind you.
During Bhupik, I got one question from a person. Showed on book chant Hare Krishna and be happy. As soon as he saw that chant Hare Krishna and be happy, he said that he has distress also and happiness, but it's equally balanced and God has given like winter, summer, bitter sour. So why should I chant Hare Krishna and be happy? I'm happy with what distress God has given me. So
yes.
He said that he's happy with what distress God has given to him. So he doesn't want to chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
He's a word juggler.
So how do I explain?
He's a word juggler. He's playing games. I'm happy with the distress God's given me.
Winter,
summer, health. Yeah, but when he's sick, he calls the doctor. When he's lonely, he calls his girlfriend. And he said, "I'm happy." He's a bluffer. Don't believe him. Tell him we have another book. We have two books. This book will make you happy. This book will make you miserable. So you take both. This book will make you happy by telling you chant Hare Krishna. This book will tell you that you're a fool and a rascal. Well, that will make you unhappy. So you take both books.
As you were saying that we have to remove Duryodhana from our society as the leader, and we have to put the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yeah. So to finding the Yudhishthira Maharaj in the today's scenario in the society is very difficult. On the other hand, when we go with the devotee's perspective, it's difficult for them to get into the politics and to take it ahead. To take a society.
We don't have to get into politics. We have to spread transcendental knowledge. Those who are inclined to politics will come. There are always some men who are good for politics, who are strong, who are leaders. Now, they should be influenced by Krishna consciousness. Someone said to Prabhupada that you should be the king. Prabhupada said, "No, I'll be the advisor to the king." Distribute this knowledge, push this spiritual understanding, and the rest will start moving along. The men will come forward who actually have those capabilities. Let them understand this knowledge. Something else? There was another question? Something else? Or we're done. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, my question is basically, so in this chapter,
we're giving you a microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, the question is related to this chapter. We get to know that Parikshit Maharaj allowed the Kali Yuga, Kali to, he gave us place. My question is, why did he give this person?
Because he surrendered. If these rascals surrender, they can be given a little space also. But they should be allowed to stay where the sinful activities are going on, and sinful activities should be driven out so they have no place to stay. This false money, that becomes a very big topic, how they've created money out of nothing. And they're pushing on Kali Yuga by printing papers only. Anyway, that's too big a topic. But because he surrendered, Parikshit Maharaj knew that when someone surrenders, then you have to be kind to him. So when Kali surrendered, all right, I'll give you some place.
Don't you think, Maharaj, it was a false surrender? It was a false surrender.
False surrender? No, it was real surrender. He knew that unless I surrender, I'm going to lose my life. It wasn't full-hearted. You can say in that sense, false. But anyway, he surrendered. Falsely or obviously for his own, just to save his skin. But all right, he surrendered, I'll give him a little place. Yes.
Sometimes while talking about the standard of living in modern world and comparing it to the previous times, you know, when we speak about it, like, people have a great faith in statistics and the things like life expectancy, which, you know, various resources.
You can expect to live longer and waste more time. And your figures are skewed. How many people die in the womb now? You have to count them in life expectancy. Previously, you could expect at least that if you were conceived, you would be born. Now that expectation is not there. You can expect that so many times your mother will kill you. That's called advancement. Do the statistics. Statistically, how many mothers would kill their own children in the womb previously? And now what are the statistics? Is that advancement? That our women have become so advanced that they'll kill their own children? To become a Rakshasi, that's advancement? What statistics? We have to see it as hell, and can you show us some statistics? Do you think it's heaven? We have to be such fools. Just Bangalore, what it was and what it is, it's better. Yes, we didn't have so many clubs. And this is Kali Yuga, where degradation is taken for advancement. And throw some statistics to prove that we're advanced. There's a book called Lies, Damn Lies, and Statistics. Good title. There was a question. I think you had a question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Actually, I wanted to ask why after Parikshit Maharaj, no one similar to him, Krishna consciousness being came, or sons of Parikshit, eventually, basically, the lineage stopped.
Gradually, this is Kali Yuga. Okay. If everything goes down. Parikshit's son was there, Janamejaya. Gradually, everything comes down to the king becomes a woman. What is the problem with secularism? All the religions can prosper under an ideal leader, isn't it? But your secularism doesn't mean every religion. Your secularism means irreligion. In the name of secularism, all demonic, atheistic rascals. Otherwise, we have no problem. That we don't care, you're Hindu, you're Muslim, you're this, you're that. That's fine. But now the so-called secular means nothing. I was in Turkey some time back. The founder of the modern Turkish state was one gentleman named Ataturk. And under the influence of Western values, he wanted to establish Turkey as a secular state and da da da. And so he did, but it was so, to do it, he practically wiped out the culture of the country. It made it, you know, illegal practically to wear the traditional fez, the hat, that became illegal. and so many things, secular, 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 secular. The man died of cirrhosis of the liver. He was so secular. Alcoholic. In France, they're so secular that practically they're stomping on religious behavior. And Turkey also, was it Turkey? Yeah. The government was enforcing that the girls can't attend the university if they're wearing headscarves. Because they're Muslims. Turkey, although it's a modern country, Muslim country, so the ladies are Islamic, so they don't wear the full burqa, but they wear at least a headscarf. So the government banned it. No headscarves in the university. If you're wearing a headscarf, you can't sit for your exam. That's your secularism. Freedom for every religion. Give me a break. If it's actually that all religious activities are promoted, but no. Against actually, it's covert. We're for every religion, but actually we're against every religion. Our religion is measured in dollars, pounds, rupees. Otherwise, India, historically, they have so many different... The Vaishnavas were there, the Shivites were there, the Durga worshippers were there, and the Jews were there, the Christians were invited. They didn't need a modern secular government for that. It was already there. Something else? They'll be so secular, they'll just promote irreligious principles. That's the final conclusion. Get all the religions out of the way, and we'll push our demonic agenda. That's the real thing. Yes?
I just I was reflecting on one point that we are trying to wage a battle against, you know, the forces of Maya and, you know, the demons. But if you see in comparison how much emphasis these forces are laying on training and propagating about their ideas, in comparison, we see that our efforts are not that forceful, which means, you know, in our movement, we need more and more and more teachers like yourself, you know, or Srila Prabhupada, so that, you know, we can become more effective.
So be those preachers.
So, I mean, how do we inspire this, like a wildfire in our moment?
How do you?
How do we inspire everyone? Because we see that...
By your example. Be advanced in Krishna consciousness. Follow the regulative principles. Chant Hare Krishna. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Live according to this ideal. And people will be inspired. You don't have to do something else. Just be what you're supposed to be, and people will say, oh, this is wonderful. Chant Hare Krishna, distribute prasadam, distribute books, dedicate your life for Krishna's service. People will become inspired. It doesn't require some material formula. By your purity, by your intelligent endeavor. How to spread. It doesn't matter that we're in the minority. Prahlad Maharaj was he had no power. And his father was super powerful. But Prahlad became victorious. Pandavas were outnumbered. And they had the less experienced generals. Jayastu Pandu Putranam Yasya Pakshe Janata. The victory is on the side of the Pandavas, on whose side Krishna is.
So if we're serious about Krishna consciousness, if we are Marchita Margita Prana, Bodhyanta Parasparam, make Krishna the goal of our life, always speak about Krishna, it will spread. Krishna consciousness is inspiring by its very nature. We don't have to do something to Krishna consciousness to make it inspiring. Just put it there, it's inspiring. Krishna is all blissful. You put Krishna there, people will become blissful by his association. Holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, people will become purified, blissful, enlightened. That all right? And by determination. We should realize the importance of Krishna consciousness and invest our energy accordingly. And we should realize that flimsiness of sense gratification and withdraw our investment accordingly. Anything else?
What should be our attitude when we see a demigod's temple? Should we
take prasadam? What should be our attitude when we see a demigod's temple?
We're respectful to the demigods, that's all.
And should we take the prasadam which is offered to them?
Better that we'll take the prasadam offered to Lord Vishnu. You can take and give to the next man.
Is it possible that we can pray to demigods to advance our spiritual life? Since they are great devotees of Krishna.
Since the demigods are great devotees, can you pray to them to advance your spiritual life more? Yes, but generally we pray to the spiritual master and the Lord. Yasya deve parabhaktir yata deve pitagura tasyaite katitabhyarta prakashante bhaktir. The Lord and the spiritual master, by their mercy. Otherwise, we need all the help we can get, so we can, if we want to pray to the demigods, we can pray, if you please engage me in the service of Krishna. All right? Should we stop here? All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All the best.